The Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center supports the growth of value-added products in Oklahoma. On this episode of the Food Files, we have with us Joel Jackson, who's going to speak with us about local meat and processing.
So basically, the second floor of FAPC is both a USDA facility as well as FDA. So my responsibility is to lead about 11 to 12 undergraduate student workers for the day-to-day production in the USDA side. There are several facets to meat processing, beginning obviously first in the harvesting process, and then going through, we're dealing with a perishable product. We have lots of logistical issues. We also have production demands in terms of getting products in, getting products out, and understanding where those bottlenecks are in terms of production. There are other facets associated with that, regulatory aspects. There are also the maintenance issues and aspects to running a facility with so many moving parts, so many pieces of equipment. And then you also have sanitation aspects and sanitation requirement. Lately, in the last 2 years, mainly since COVID, is that people, they want to have the comfort of knowing that they have meat in the freezer, in addition to the fact that people like to know where their food is coming from. So with both of those, I think that will continue. At what rate is kind of to be determined, but I also think it's a prime opportunity for local producers that are raising any kind of livestock to do a little bit of marketing. A lot of times that's simple social media marketing to promote that livestock and make those connections, because to me, more people are looking now than they have been. On a local level, the products that are produced here, if you have those products, for example, in your freezer, obviously that's pretty impactful. But getting further than that, and even getting outside of Oklahoma, we have access to several businesses, several industries reach out to us in terms of trying to solve problems, having questions, or maybe just trying to start a business or possibly even have an idea. So we've had producers most recently come from out of state to get trained in HACCP training, and also had the opportunity since they were here to go ahead and see some of the practices of the second floor. I think one of the common problems in the meat industry and several other industries right now is labor. Not only labor, but skilled labor, and then also retention of that labor. So competition in the workforce of trying to, when people are trained, when you have skilled hands, of trying to be competitive to retain those workers and keep them. Obviously, the lots of processes, lots of skilled processes are involved within meat production, and it's very heartbreaking, if you will, to have individuals that are trained and very valuable to a team. Any situations that arise, we're just a phone call away. Majority of the time, if I'm not able to help personally, like I said earlier, we can get you in touch with the right people who hopefully can, resolve an issue or take that idea and make it a reality or possibly a business, or whatever issues come up within your business or your operation.
The mission of FAPC is to discover, develop, and deliver value to the food and agricultural industry. For more information about FAPC and how it helps businesses, visit food.ok.state.edu.